Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go.
I have a quick ask for you. This is the top podcast on the planet for home improvement contractors. We have a new episode damn near every day of the week, and we want to be found by more contractors so that we can share our mission of bringing respect and dignity back to the trades. And I know it's not easy, but we'd appreciate it if you could leave us a few lines with your review in the podcast app of your choice. Here's a recent one from Oscar G. The podcast and its resources are absolutely life-changing. I went from being 21 years old with no degree, no business background, to starting the Katie Fence Company in 2019 after I sold my first job. Started off alone, going door to door, doing all the work and only making $600 weekly, to now having a full-time sales position from home, $72,000 salary and 3 employees. I highly recommend you trust this process. Oscar, thanks so much for listening to the show and for leaving the review, man. You rock.
Fighters, today I want to share just something with you that I shared on social media a while back. Hopefully you'll find a little value in this, because one of my goals here at The Fight is to make sure that you're winning in every area of your life, every area of your business. And today I want to talk about your relationship a little, and I'm going to do that just by reading a post that I made on social media a couple of weeks ago, like I said, and it's called She Comes With Me. And what accompanied this was a picture of the Queen and I on an airplane, you know, just a selfie that we take every time we travel. Let me read this to you and then share a couple of thoughts. So I travel quite a bit for the work I do. I travel to give keynotes, sales training, and leadership workshops, and occasionally to work one-on-one with one of my clients. I help high performers take it higher. I like to travel, but it screws up our routine at home. A one-day workshop impacts at least 3 days of our life with travel days. If you travel enough, those days away stack into weeks and sometimes months away each year. This is not acceptable. Today, we're headed to Vancouver, British Columbia for a workshop I'm doing this week. Someone asked me recently why she travels with me for work. It was a question based in curiosity, because most men can't wait to hit the road and get away for a few days. Most men don't bring their wives every time they travel. This guy took notice that we do things differently. Now, I understand that some have younger kids and that the spouse might need to stay home. I understand many couples have a sick relative to care for, or maybe the spouse has a job. Fair enough. I get it. There are a few valid reasons why some couples can't do it the way we do it, but that's not most couples. When he asked me, "I noticed the Queen travels with you to all the events you do. What's with that?" I replied, "I am not willing to spend one night away from her and our groove and our routine. When we're apart, our communication isn't as smooth. When we're apart, our power and impact is limited. The right 1 + 1 = 3. She comes first. This is a non-negotiable. Men, show her she's your priority. Show her that she is crucial to your success and for you having your mojo dialed in. Show her that it matters that she is with you. Send a message to anyone watching what a great relationship looks like. The world needs more good examples. If you find yourself looking forward to getting away from her on a regular basis, call a timeout and figure out the relationship. If you travel, take some time and find a way to make it happen to have her be with you. Put in the effort. It's worth it. Building your business or career is far less important than building your marriage. Your career will be better when your marriage is stronger. Success starts at home. All I know is when you see me speaking and coaching around the country, there's a massive chance that my queen is on my hip. Fighters, the success you want starts at home. Your business will only be as strong as you are personally with the oxygen you get yourself. Take care of your mind and your body. And then the next ring out from that, you take care of your relationship, whether you're married or not, that significant other, your spouse. And then from there, it's the kids. And then from there, it's your team in your company. And then from there, it's the company as a whole. It's your customers. The success that you want starts with you. And it starts at home. Don't blow this shit off. Have a kick-ass week. We'll see you next time.
Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.